This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The spring turkey hunt is progressing nicely. In fact, if weather permits, we might even see a new state record this year. And looks like crappie fishing is turning on at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineers reservoirs, and we'll be looking at that a little bit later in the program. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, if you're not aware, the new license year in Illinois has begun as of April 1st, and licenses, we're talking about fishing and hunting licenses. The Illinois Fishing, Hunting, and sportsman licenses and stamps for the 2017 year are available for purchase from the DNR direct license and permit vendors online through the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov or by calling 888-6-PERMIT. The 2017 licenses and stamps are valid through March 31st, 2018, unless otherwise noted. Also, it's time to apply for deer permits, believe it or not. Resident Illinois deer hunters can apply through April 30th for the first lottery drawings for the 2017 Illinois firearm and muzzleloader-only deer season permits. To apply, go online through the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. The first lottery drawings for the firearm and muzzleloader-only deer permits are for Illinois residents only, and resident hunters can apply in both the firearm and muzzleloader-only lotteries. The 2017 Illinois firearm deer season are November 17th through the 19th, which will be the first season. And then the second season is November 30th through December 3rd. The 2017 muzzleloader-only permits may be used again on December 8th and 10th, and in this, which is in the second season, and November 30th through the December 3rd, which is the second season. Archery tournament results also we have from the National Archery in Schools program. Champions from the recent National Archery in Schools program, the Illinois State Tournament, were the Next Generation School of Champaign, which is the elementary school division, the Champaign-Jefferson Middle School Team Number 1, which is a middle school division, and the Champaign-Centennial High School, which is a high school division. Topping the individual standings were females were Maria Heller of Champaign and Spencer Weiss of Champaign Centennial High School had the top individual score among males. The National Archery in Schools Illinois State Tournament, hosted by the IDNR, brought approximately 1,000 students, and that was held March 24th and 25th at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. The top finishers qualified for the National Archery in Schools National Tournament, which is to be held May 11th through the 13th in Louisville, Kentucky. And one other thing of interest, safety reminder, if visitors to Illinois State Parks, Fish and Wildlife Areas, and other IDNR managed sites with spring turkey hunting programs in April and May are reminded that their hunting areas are closed to activities other than spring wild turkey hunting. The areas are closed from 1/2 hour before sunrise until 1 p.m. daily during the spring turkey season. And the hunting area safety restrictions apply to all visitors, including mushroom hunters. For turkey season dates, check the IDNR website, which is at www.dnr.illinois.gov. So do keep that in mind. While there's no license required for mushroom hunting, you do have some rules that you need to follow. Things are starting to look up at our big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. In fact, the recent period of wet weather has only temporarily slowed the exceptional crappie fishing action at our area's large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. However, the return of spring-like conditions promises this action will resume very soon. Depending upon the specific lake, anglers are currently reporting fair to good fishing for a variety of species. In fact, crappie, largemouth bass, walleye, white bass, and even channel catfish are showing up. As with often happens during most early weeks of spring, Rend Lake, situated in the southern reaches of the state, is currently the best bet for good angling action. The lake is at above normal pool, slightly murky, and shows water temperatures in the mid-50s to 60s anyway. Area bait shops are reporting that the crappie spawn is already nearly ready to begin. And Rend Lake anglers are finding good fishing for the smaller male crappies. Most anglers are fishing with minnows and jigs in 4 to 8 feet of water. Some of the better action is currently being found under or near the bridges. In addition, anglers are finding some crappie action on the south-facing coves. Here, warmer waters are bringing in the spawning fish. And largemouth bass action is slowly improving, in fact, almost daily. Little action, however, is currently being reported, though there seems to be no particularly hot bait. Red-colored lures appear to be the most productive. And channel catfish and bluegill are also providing fair fishing at Wren Lake. Most of the better action being found along the Route 154 shoreline and the bridge on Route 37. Redworms and crickets have been the top bluegill baits, while chicken livers, nightcrawlers, and large minnows are producing the best catfish action. Now, similar reports of improved crappie action are coming from nearby Mark Twain Lake in Missouri. Prior to the recent rains, anglers were finding some fair to good early action for crappie. While this is undoubtedly slowed since the arrival of the spring rains, the good action will quickly resume once the spring-like conditions return. And Mark Twain Lake is currently near normal pool level for this time of year. And though the fishing is now returning to the main body of Carlisle Lake, tailwater anglers have enjoyed good action for several weeks. At near normal pool, the main lake is murky with the water temperatures near the 50-degree mark. Fair catches of fish are being reported on minnows and jigs, particularly crappie. And crappie fishing is slightly better for anglers fishing the main lake at Carlisle. Fair numbers of decent crappie. In fact, up to 11 inches are coming from shallow water brush piles. Similar reports of good crappie action are now coming from the tailwaters as well. And bluegill, catfish, and walleye are already slow in the tailwaters. Of the few fish being caught, live baits are working best for the bluegill and catfish, while small jigs are producing most of the walleye. And though water temperatures remain near the 50-degree mark, Lake Shelbyville crappie anglers are reporting crappie action is really heating up here. The lake is currently about a foot below normal for this time of year, and thus far the crappie have been the best bet, with the largemouth bass also providing only limited action. Though many of the crappie have been small, which is below the 10-inch minimum length limit, good numbers of fish are being caught and released. And most of the crappie are coming from the flooded timber in the 6 to 8 feet of water range. Hot spots have been the Wilburn Creek area, the Campfield Arm, and the Lithia Springs Cove. Tailwater anglers are enjoying fair fishing for crappie. Minnows and tube jigs are producing the best catches at this time, and the walleye and white bass, though still a bit slower, are also providing occasional spurts of action in the Lake Shelbyville tailwaters. The additional water from the recent rain should significantly improve the walleye action in the coming weeks. And with warmer and drier weather predicted in the coming weeks, many anglers are expecting greatly improved crappie fishing. So I think we're going to see a great crappie spawn this year. It's going to be terrific. And I think all of our local lakes are already providing some pretty good crappie action. And the big three are just turning on. So now's the time to get out and buy your minnows and head out there and grab a bucket of minnows and catch a bunch of fish. That pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.